Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Got some cool news for all those listeners out there. We will be adding a second hour at the start of club season sometime in August. We're going to figure out the exact date. We'll make sure to let you know, but no more of rushing through segments, skipping over games that we might feel are insignificant. We will quite literally have everything covered here on First Touch, and I could not be more excited about it. On this episode, more specifically, Club World Cup talk. We got the final this weekend. Some very exciting stuff. Some crazy knockout round things. Obviously, last week, 4th of July. For those who celebrate, hope you had a great time. We were off, so we didn't get to recap some of these knockout stage games, but we're going to have them all covered on today's show. There's a lot going on in the transfer market. We have officially, I think it's safe to say, hit peak transfer season. Some clubs are taking a lot of action. Some are not. Some are kind of in the middle, sort of taking action, but they've been rumored with the same player for, it feels like, months now. And yes, I am talking about my Manchester United, who still have yet to sign Mbeumo, but we'll go more in depth with that on this episode. And then obviously the unfortunate and tragic news, Diogo Jota, 28-year-old Liverpool striker, passes away with his brother in an accident in Spain last week on July 3rd. Just really terrible stuff. I mean, he was not only a great player, but a great human being, had a couple of children, was married just a couple weeks ago. Great player, great FIFA player, all around just amazing individual. So thoughts and prayers out to his family. We'll discuss his legacy that he leaves behind in Liverpool with a wonderful gesture, officially retiring the number 20, which was the number that he wore at Liverpool. I believe that broke today, which is a great gesture. But nonetheless, First Touch rolls on. We'll do some Jota and Club World Cup talk coming up next here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Do not move. We're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce coming up next.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, bringing on my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are we doing?
I'm doing amazing. I had an amazing 4th of July weekend. If it wasn't for the Jota news, God rest his soul, it would have been an amazing summer, Club World Cup, transfers. We're going to cover it all. And I'm excited for the second hour as well, because this show truly has enough content to cover 2 hours, and it's going to give us plenty of time to cover more action and tell our opinion about what's happening, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think the second hour was long overdue. We're waiting till the season starts, just because there, you know, during summers there's not too much action going on. But when the season's up and running, I mean, there is more than enough. We could probably do 3 hours if we really needed to, but we'll start with two for now. You mentioned it. Let's talk about it. Obviously, Diogo Jota passes away in a car accident with his brother, tragically, just 2 weeks after being married. It's just such terrible news. I mean, yeah, I woke up in the morning, saw it, didn't believe it at first. You know, said "Oh my God" out loud. Just absolutely shocking stuff. You know, it's very rare, especially in sports, that there are individuals who are almost universally liked, regardless of what club you support. These rivalries obviously get intense, but when something like this happens, it really shows you how unified the world of football really is. I mean, there are, you know, Everton fans showing up at Anfield, you know, leaving notes and flowers. Obviously, social media was in, you know, it was blowing up with support for his family. Really awesome news out of just, I mean, not necessarily awesome news, but just a great gesture from Liverpool, who even, I mean, I'm a United fan, and they're, you know, supposed to be our most heated rival, but they always conduct themselves so well. They retire the number 20 and they terminate his contract, which activates a clause to where they will essentially be paying his wife over the course of many, many, many years. So they will never not be financially taken care of, which is just an unbelievable gesture. And again, I mean, the guy won pretty much everything there is to win at Liverpool outside of a Champions League, Premier League title winner, FA Cup winner, League Cup winner. I mean, it's tough, Nico.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? What's more important than human life? It's the most fragile thing. It can come and go in an instant like he did. I'm told that he was traveling back to a port to take a ferry to get back to Liverpool for the preseason, and then all of a sudden his life is just taken away by a car basically flipping over, due to a blown tire. I mean, nothing that we can say can make it sound any better than what it actually is. God rest his soul. The Liverpool fans will always remember him, and I honestly wish for nothing like this to ever happen again, because he was
just it's just terrible. And I mean, it goes to show, you know, a lot of us, and this goes for myself, Nico, everyone listening, we look at these athletes often and feel as though they're invincible and that they have no struggles, no problems, and, you know, it's almost like we assume that they have no risk. And then something like this happens. You know, it reminds me of the last thing that I can really think about is the Kobe Bryant tragedy. And it really, it humbles you, it grounds you, and you know, we'll leave it at that. But again, thoughts and prayers going out to his family and all affected. And, you know, part of me will be rooting for Liverpool this year, 100%. How could you not? You know what I mean? But with that being said, there was a ton of action since we have last been on air with you guys. We've went through pretty much the entirety of the knockout stage at the FIFA Club World Cup. Was not the outside of PSG, who I think we both picked to make the final, or maybe you had Madrid, but nonetheless, I don't think either of us had Chelsea in this spot. And there was a handful of upsets. Let's start with Fluminense 2, Inter 0. Fluminense was by far the Cinderella story, if we're going to go with the March Madness term, of the tournament. They made it all the way to the semifinals, beating Inter 2-0, Al-Hilal 2-1, and they ultimately fell to Chelsea 2-0, which we'll get to. But, I mean, what can you say, Nico, about these South American teams and what they displayed at the Club World Cup, and more specifically, Fluminense?
Fluminense came into this tournament obviously without the expectations of making it to top four. I think it's a huge win for them. I did say when we were initially talking about the Club World Cup how important it is that these fans from South America will show up and jam-pack the stadium. The tickets were not unreasonable all the way up until now. I mean, the final is pretty crazy. But, yeah. You know, the fans going there, getting behind their team, and what a showcase of talent, right? I mean, these players now, I hear that some BPL teams are interested in Fluminense players. I hear that they're...
Why wouldn't they be? I mean, these guys are unbelievable.
Exactly. Yeah, they're playing great soccer. I did see Fluminense be very lucky at the game with Inter. I believe Inter hit the post like four times. But hey, who can take a win away from you? 2-0, they beat the finalists of Champions League this year. And
it's impressive.
I believe it's very impressive as well.
Probably, I guess this is probably the game that we just discussed, and the one we're going to discuss now are probably, you know, neck and neck for the biggest upsets. It probably the tournament, but definitely for the knockout stages. Al-Hilal 4, Manchester City 3 in extra time. This game, I mean, you want to talk about action. Bernardo Silva scores in the 9th. Leonardo in the 46th for Al-Hilal. Then Malcolm gives him the lead in the 52nd. 3 minutes later, Haaland equalizes. And then in extra time, it goes extra time 2-2. Koulibaly scores in the 94th. Foden equalizes in the 104th. And then Leonardo again in the 112th. Al-Hilal advances. They ultimately fell to Fluminense 2-1 in the next round. But, I mean, I had City to win. I know that you had predicted them to go far as well. I believe you had them to win as well. We were both thinking they haven't won anything. And you know, they get upset in the first round of the knockout stage. And I mean, for those who are doubting the talent level of these Saudi Pro League teams, I mean, here you go. And, you know, they took down
that's the best team in Saudi League.
Yeah, 100%. They took down the four-time reigning outside of last season. You know, they've won 4 out of 5 years, the Premier League, Champions League winners, squad sacked to the gills. It's not like they were playing their teenagers or their subs. I mean, they were going for it, and you know, Al-Hilal ultimately beat City deservingly. I mean, your thoughts on this game and where City are at as a club and Al-Hilal, I guess.
I think that City and Madrid going to this tournament might have seemed like a great opportunity to win something after going trophy-less the season that just passed. But I think that it was a rude awakening of how much talent, number one, is out there that you're not aware of, maybe, and number two, that you still need to play defense. I mean, letting in four goals against Al Hilal shows me that City is not nowhere ready for the Premier League season. If you want to be a contender to win the Premier League and you're going to go down there and play this type of defense, you're going to have major issues. We saw it in this game. Pep Guardiola, for whoever's trying to say that City didn't care about this game or they were playing too relaxed, just go back and read the Pep Guardiola language, the body language that he had throughout all that game. He was sweating. He was screaming. When they had the cooling breaks, he was literally like up and down, like jumping up and down these players and trying to get them pumped up to keep going. There is no honor in losing. And Al Hilal deserved the win.
100%. You mentioned Real Madrid. Let's talk about them. They got past Juventus 1-0. And then ultimately they squared up with Dortmund and very quickly in this game were up 2-0. Before the game started, the news was Mbappe is not starting. And they started Garcia, who's a very young kid, Gonzalo Garcia. He scores his first senior goal 10 minutes in. It was a great goal. And then the other Garcia scores, Francisco Garcia, just 10 minutes later. It's 2-0. And then, you know, all of a sudden, it goes through the second half. Not much action, not much going on. Tchouaméni hit the post. And then in 90+2, Bier scores for Dortmund, makes it 2-1. Mbappe, 2 minutes later, he had eventually came on, scored a beautiful bicycle kick, did a great tribute to Jota. And then in the 98th, a penalty to Guirassy made it 3-2. Yeah. And if it wasn't for an unbelievable Courtois save, it would have been 3-3 going to penalties. So Real Madrid were lucky to ultimately avoid a penalty shootout. It was a Sabitzer shot, beautiful save, double save by Courtois. And they advanced and then ultimately got absolutely demolished by PSG. But do you look at Real Madrid going into the season and think that there's trouble there? Jude is out 3 to 4 months. He's having shoulder surgery. They almost blew a lead to Dortmund. They lost 4-0 to PSG, trophyless last season. The defensive issues and the mistakes in the PSG game specifically is for me what should be cause for concern. Are you concerned for Real Madrid? Are you concerned for Xavi Alonso? Where are you at with them as a whole?
As a Barcelona fan, I'm very excited to see them play like this because, again, if you don't play defense and there's no balance between your lines, you're always going to lose. You're going to lose more games than you're going to win. And honestly, even with Xavi Alonso on the bench, I see the same nonchalant mentality when it comes to Madrid when they lose the ball. If they don't fix that, and if Mbappe and Vini don't connect up front, I see a lot of shots on the legs. I see a lot of losses. And I don't see any trophies for them, to be honest.
It's just not... We're not used to seeing this out of Real Madrid. You know, we're used to Ramos, Pepe, Carvajal, Marcelo, whether it's Courtois or Keylor Navas, just lockdown defense. You know, they can win a 1-0 game comfortably. It seems to be a lot is in disarray at Madrid, and we're going to see as things develop further out throughout the summer what transfers that they make. I mean, they can spend as much as they want. They do unbelievable, probably the best transfer business in world football. So we'll see, but I'm with you. I'm worried for Madrid. Nonetheless, we got some more Club World Cup action coming up next here on First Touch, so stick with us. We're going to go through the rest, preview the final before we get to all the transfer news that's going on around the world of football. I'm your host, Tal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on, coming up next.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Club World Cup action continues. Let's chat. Let's talk Bayern. They made it through the first round pretty easily, a 4-2 win over Flamengo. They squared up against PSG. And first half, not much action, and 0-0. Just a minute into the second half, Jamal Musiala with a horror injury, snapped fibula, dislocated ankle after a collision with Donnarumma. And, you know, the game ends 2-0 PSG. They scored in the 78th through Doué, and then a 90+6 through Dembele. And, you know, it's immediately after the injury, you go on social media, and the conversation that everybody was having leading up to this is now, you know, it's here again. You know, it felt like before the Club World Cup, building up to it, the conversation was, why is this happening? Players are at risk for injury. It's too much. They're, you know, they have no off time. You know, they need to rest. It starts. We don't really see anything crazy. No main big name players being injured or anything like that. And then this happens, and now it's right in our faces again. You know, everyone's saying,
yeah,
he should be in Ibiza right now, not on the pitch. The World Cup's next year. What does that look like for Germany? He's definitely out for this season for Bayern, and is going to be questionable, I think, even for the actual World Cup next season. And PSG ultimately win 2-0. Donnarumma was very broken up about it. Musiala, classy kid, you know, goes on social media, says surgery went well. These things happen. Don't blame yourself, which was a great gesture. But, I mean, let's have the conversation again. I mean, your thoughts on, and I'm a fan personally of the idea of the Club World Cup, but I also can absolutely empathize with the idea that these players play from August to May, and then it's not like they have a long off season to begin with, and then you throw this in there, and teams are really going for it because of the money involved, and something like this happens, and now Bayern's entire season is in jeopardy because he's probably, in my opinion, their best player hands down and plays probably one of the most important positions on the pitch. So your thoughts on the Club World Cup and the injury as a whole?
What I see here is that, like, you know, when I heard Klopp talk about this, he said exactly this. Now, He said that it's too much for the players. We're going to see a lot of injuries coming up, whether it's going to be this year or the next one. It's unavoidable for the players to come up with injuries. Now, this one, is that a muscle injury? So it's not due to fatigue. It comes off of a collision, which makes you believe like, oh, okay, well, this was like an unlucky thing. It could have happened two games before the season ended. Obviously, the more games you play, the more you are at risk of getting injured regardless of where you're playing.
Every game you play, you're at risk. Every additional game.
Exactly. But I do believe that teams in the next Club World Cup, they're going to start negotiating with FIFA to see if they can rest two or three players at least, because the contract and the money that this tournament generated was definitely dependent on Bayern Munich, Real Madrid and City, and PSG bringing down all of their stars. So
100%.
I think that a fair thing to do would be for Bayern Munich, for example, on the next Club World Cup to say, hey, we're going to come down, we're going to play, we'll take a little bit less money, but we'll rest Musiala, Kane, and, you know, Gnabry or whoever.
The biggest argument that I've seen that I actually really agree with as to why these things should happen is, how else are teams and clubs supposed to afford increased transfer fees and salaries?
Right.
You know? But ultimately, at the end of the day, you look at the NBA, the NFL, and all other professional sports, and they don't do things like this outside of the Olympics, which is once every 4 years. It feels like now, and as a fan, selfishly, I like that these things are happening. I love the Euros. I love the World Cup Nations League, Club World Cup. It's great because it gives us something to watch over the summer when it's supposed to be the off season. But at the end of the day, it definitely, you know, there's arguments for both sides, and I don't think either one is necessarily right or wrong. All right, let's chat Chelsea PSG. Chelsea escaped Benfica in the initial round. It was Reece James opened things up in the 64th minute, made it 1-0 Chelsea. And then there was a controversial handball that led to a Di Maria penalty in the 95th of stoppage time. And then it felt like as soon as extra time started, Benfica picked up the red card. And then all of a sudden, Chelsea score in the 108th. 115th and the 117th through Nkunku, Neto, and Drewsbury Hall. So you look at the scoreline and you think, oh, Chelsea dusted them. Not really the case. They went on to play Palmeiras, 1-2-1. Estavio, who is joining Chelsea, scored a brilliant goal in the 53rd minute. Great player they're getting. And then Joao Pedro in the semifinals, who is a former Fluminense player, debuting for Chelsea, scores two bangers in the 18th and 56th minute. And then real quick, PSG, I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a more dominant run in any sport, in any tournament, leading up in a knockout stage, leading up to a final. They beat Inter Miami 4-0, Bayern 2-0, and then Real Madrid 4-0. So they have not yet conceded a goal in the knockout rounds, and they're just looking as strong as ever. It seems like, from my perspective, and then we'll get your take, Nico, here, PSG are almost unbeatable, it feels like, right now. No? I mean, do Chelsea stand a chance for you?
I mean, it's a final, so of course they stand a chance.
Yeah.
Now, it's all about what a team brings to the table and the standards of play. If PSG plays at their highest standards, obviously for any team that plays against them, it is going to be very difficult to beat. What I think we were robbed in the Champions League final was watching Barcelona versus PSG. I do believe that the only way to beat a team that is so fast in transition, that is constantly running after the ball, that is playing a very fast transition game between offense and defense, is to present them with a team that can do that equally as well. Now, we didn't see it this year. I'm sure it's very possible that in the next Champions League next year, we're going to see a matchup between PSG and Barcelona. But you're right, my friend. I don't see any team that is playing right now on those standards beating PSG, because their transition between offense and defense is so fast. And let me tell you something more interesting. What impresses me the most about PSG, Tyler, is that I see Gonzalo Ramos, the only true number nine that they have, sitting on the bench for 75 minutes. And then the guy comes in as a sub and he's literally 100 miles per hour on the ball, tackling, trying to get the ball from the defenders. I mean, when you see that, when you see the player that's been sitting on the bench for 75 minutes come in and give you that,
I mean, that
team is healthy.
It's just the way that they press. I mean, they, you know, we can talk about the Real Madrid mistakes in the semifinal, But, you know, those, it's not like those are necessarily unforced errors. You can't, it's easy to think that looking at it at face value. But when you look at the pressure that PSG puts on the defensive back line when they're out of possession, that's why things like that happen. And it starts even before the whistle blows, because when they're preparing for PSG, all that they're talking about is they're going to be after us like maniacs. They're going to press. You can't give the ball away. You have to be quick. 1-2 touches max. And when players go into a game with that in the back of their head, that's what forces errors. It's moving too quickly. And that, for me, is the biggest advantage. Like, you have to think that even though Chelsea obviously has a chance, it's a final, that in their preparation leading up to this, they're almost more focused on how to stop PSG versus how can we beat PSG. And that mental advantage, where PSG is going to go into this and think, okay, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We could be playing a local junior varsity team. We're going to press the hell out of them. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like, they're not worried about anybody else, but everybody else seems to be worried about them, which is incredibly impressive. Luis Enrique, class manager. And for me, obviously, I mean, I don't even think there's an argument for this. PSG are just the best team in the world right now. Like, by far, hands down.
I read a report, and I know this might sting for you, my friend, but I read a report that when Cristiano Ronaldo was setting up to return to United, he offered Luis Enrique as the coach.
I mean, I would have absolutely loved that. It would have saved me years and years of heartache and suffering and pain to have somebody like him there. But we don't ever make the right decision. So that's where we lie. So, all right, up next on First Touch, we're going to just go through the odds of the Club World Cup final. We'll give our predictions. If you just listened at all, I'm sure you know where we're going to be headed with those. And then we're going to get into some transfer news, headlines, and a whole lot more here on First Touch. So do not move. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We are coming right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Let's talk Club World Cup Final, Nico. Chelsea plus 450, PSG minus 165. The draw is plus 300, over 2.5, minus 170, under 2.5, plus 130. I'll throw this one out there, too. Over 3.5 is plus 155, under 3.5, minus 200. What do you like in this one? You got any prop bets for the people? I mean, I got PSG at minus 155, so I got a little bit of an edge there. I slammed it, and then I did a little parlay with them and Alcaraz in the Wimbledon final. But what do you got?
I like Joao Pedro anytime goal scorer. Great value. I feel like he's hot. I feel like he's going to take chances, and he's definitely – he seems to be the most dangerous player that Chelsea has right now. I mean, I know they signed Delap. I know Nkunku's there, Cole Palmer, but – he seems to have a good connection with the net. And
confidence, baby.
Confidence. And then I like the over 3.5 and the draw because I do believe there's going to be goals in this game. But I do think that Chelsea is the second best team in the league so far. Like from the Club World Cup, from the display of what the teams have put out, Chelsea has faced some good opponents. They've been able to overcome some adversity. And it seems like they have a lot of players that want to prove they want to be there. And so I don't think they're going to go down easy.
I love PSG. I love the over 2.5. And I like Kvaratskhelia to score. It's plus 140. I would dabble potentially here. Let me check right now what first goal scorer is for him. Plus 350, a little juice there.
Nice.
But I do think as much of an advantage that I think PSG has, I still do think that it will be an entertaining game.
Yeah,
I
me
think,
too.
It's a final. You know what I mean? And these teams, especially PSG, are electric to watch. I mean, we watch them win 5-0 in the Champions League final, and I watch every second of it because of how entertaining it was. I hope that it's not a 5-0 game, but as much as I think that it could be a good game, I also could see PSG winning a game like this 5-0. I mean,
yeah.
Outside backs, what do they have? Chelsea has Cucurella and Reece James are going to start. I'm sorry, but as decent as Cucurella has been for Chelsea, could you imagine him against Doué or Kvaratskhelia or Dembélé? And he's probably going to have to go up against all three because of how much PSG rotates their front three. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is that, like, for anybody that understands the sport, you understand that Chelsea's first initiative is going to be to not allow one-on-ones. I mean, if you go in a game with PSG and you allow Cucurella to face Doué back-to-back or Dembélé or Kvaratskhelia, then of course they're going to lose. I feel like Chelsea is going to have to play a little bit tighter, and they're going to have to understand that they need to score first, because if they don't score first, then it's a world of trouble for them.
Let's transition over to some big headlines. One that dropped, I believe it was this morning, Crystal Palace, who won the FA Cup, which generally speaking means you have an automatic bid to the Europa League, has been demoted to the Conference League due to an issue with, I believe it's the ownership of Lyon and Palace being the same, and you can't have ownership with two teams that are competing in the same competition. I don't exactly understand why just yet, because not much that I've read has come out yet about ultimately why this is happening. Do you have any clarity on why it was Lyon over Palace? And I mean, this is obviously a huge blow for them financially, one. And just two, you know, they win the FA Cup. It's their first trophy in, 123 years, I think it was, something crazy. And it's almost like the joy of that is ripped right out of them because they don't get to play in the Europa League. They have to play in the Conference League, which is a completely different level of play.
I agree with you. The level of play is completely different. And also, there's no way that the same guy can own two teams that play in the same competition. And it's happened before with City and Madrid, because all those teams have like ownership stakes and like other countries. I do think that Crystal Palace probably did not expect to be in the Europa League, and they were not ahead of the game enough to transfer, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to transfer to somebody that you trust and make sure that, like, they're going to take care of the team, because literally UEFA is not going to allow Tyler Levine to have Lyon and Crystal Palace under his own name. And if you don't get ahead of the game and predict that that's going to happen, and you don't have somebody that you trust, then you're going to get punished for it.
It's a crazy, crazy mess up by their board and their directors of Crystal Palace. I mean, and they obviously they have an opportunity to appeal it. There was a very similar conversation about Nice and Manchester United when Sir Jim Ratcliffe took over. He owns both clubs. There was ultimately nothing that really came out of that. And I'm assuming he just was ahead of it. But as of now, Nottingham Forest up to the Europa League unless Crystal Palace wins their appeal. And let's stick with Forest. Obviously, Mbeumo to United has been, it feels like, about to happen for months now. We'll get into that a little bit more. Gibbs White is out of Forest. I don't know why I even brought up Mbeumo. That has nothing to do with Forest. That's a Brentford player. Excuse me there. But Gibbs White out of Forest to Tottenham and Elanga to Newcastle. So it's you got to think they might not have known that this was coming. And do you think that they would have sold it's pretty safe to say their two best players, if they knew that this was going to happen?
What I read about Elanga was that him and the coach were not getting along. So I think that move was more based on chemistry between coach and player. Gibbs White, though, and Elanga to be gone is going to force Forrest to go for what? Four wingers? And as you said earlier, Europa League, you're going to play some big clubs and you're not going to have it so easy. Maybe the Conference League, they could have done it with like less players or less quality players, let me say. But for Forest, going off on a season that they had such an amazing run, they have to build on it. So I expect them to be active during the summer window. They have Edu now, which is a legendary technical director that worked with Arsenal before. He's been scouting Brazil and Argentina for them throughout the Club World Cup happening. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be active, man. They're going to add some players to that.
I mean, they definitely have the money to be active, the very rich ownership. But, you know, it's obviously still – it's getting a little late in the window. It was reported that Nottingham Forest are actually going to take legal action against Tottenham for their approach. I don't think that's going to do anything in terms of stopping the transfer. I think that, you know, ultimately the only thing that would really come out of that is a fine. But let's stick with Tottenham here, because in my opinion, they've done great business to start this window. They bring in Thomas Frank from Brentford. Kudos from West Ham is now a Tottenham player, and Gibbs White as well. Two Premier League proven players, a coach that is quote unquote Premier League proven. I think that obviously that, you know, there's going to be debate about that statement, but he came up with Brentford, kept them in the Premier League. They've always been a dangerous team, kind of that middle of the pack level. But I mean, Brentford finished above Tottenham this year, so not much to say there. But nonetheless, I mean, these are two active and dangerous players who, again, are Premier League proven. So your thoughts on Tottenham's summer thus far? It started off with the Postecoglou firing and us kind of having, you know, questions about that. And now I'm sitting here thinking they're actually conducting business in a proper way for what feels like the first time in years.
The most important thing is to bring in players that will be in tune with the coach and they're going to be loving playing there. If Tottenham can achieve that, they can do very, very good. It's all going to be shown on the pitch. I am one of these people that after watching this beautiful sport for many, many years, I rarely, like, if you want to talk about Gyökeres signing an Arsenal, yeah, that's an exciting signing for a team, for any team really, but I don't get excited for transfers anymore, man. I want to see how they fit in. I want to see how they play. I want to see how they fit into the
you
system.
Really just never know. I mean, it's never feels like a crapshoot every time. Let's go over to Arsenal, the rival of Tottenham. They bring in Madueke for 50 million. So here's where I stand. Gyökeres pretty much publicly stated, I want to go to Arsenal. It's being reported everywhere. That's the club that he wants to play for. Arsenal obviously need a striker. For me, that, you know, we've been saying for what feels like years now, they need a striker. And it seems like talks, it's being reported that talks are kind of at a standstill. They weren't able to agree. And you look at the situation. So you can't maybe pay more than you wanted to for Gyökeres, but then you go and spend $50 million on Madueke, the Chelsea player, who for me is maybe worth 25, 30 yeah. at the absolute max. So, I mean, if Arsenal do not secure Gyökeres and Osimhen, who is being reported that Galatasaray are going to pay whatever the fee is from Napoli, what are their options now? I mean, this for me is very, very risky business in how they're handling this.
I think that Arsenal's biggest weapon in, first of all, Madueke is not worth $50 million.
Okay? Not even close, dude.
And to think that Bukayoko Saka is the first winger over there, like, how is he going to fit in? He likes to play on the right side of the offense, not wide. But anyway, regardless of that, I think the biggest weapon that Arsenal has is how much Gyökeres wants to go there. I did hear today, this morning, I read that Gyökeres is basically refusing to start preseason with Sporting because...
Which is a normal thing for players to do.
Right, which is a normal thing for players to do. But Arsenal... If they have the player already basically ready to sign, all they have to figure out is that fee. And Sporting, at the end of the day, they're going to give in, man. They're not going to want to keep somebody
that doesn't want
to play there.
But right? You never know. Another team can come in and just pay what they want, and Gyökeres could be okay with that.
United.
I mean, that would be absolutely amazing, but we've been working on this in Buemo deal since it feels like two falls ago. So I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how that has not been agreed upon yet. You look at Tottenham securing two guys in 24 hours, Arsenal making moves. They've made signings. Chelsea have probably, they signed like 40 players a week. It feels like City took care of all their business in the first week of the window, Liverpool as well. So I don't exactly know what United is doing, but yeah, I mean, it's a tricky situation for Arsenal. I mean, let me ask you this, is Martinelli, that much worse of a player than Madueke? For me, I think that they're pretty much, on the same tier of what type of Premier League player they are. And then the second question is Martinelli worth $50 million? Because if the answer is no, then why are we paying $50 million for someone to, if Martinelli's going to start on the left, or even if they bring someone else in, I mean, he's a backup. I mean, he's never started with Saka. I mean, you could say, okay, if they picked him up for 25, I'd say that's a good signing. It's a depth signing. He can come in. He's dangerous. He's played in the Premier League before, but $50 million, man. I mean,
the only thing that makes sense to me here, Tyler, is that either Arteta really wanted the player, number one, or Arsenal as a whole felt like throughout the season with injuries. I mean, Saka missed so many games this season. They had Odegaard with issues. They just want to become, as you said, more deep in terms of options off the bench. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see that. It's just that's a pretty expensive, depth option, in my opinion. Garnacho back training with the United first team. Very interesting report. It just feels like, 2 weeks ago we were talking about how Garnacho, Sancho, Rashford are definitely, and Anthony are definitely out. Personally, if there was one of them that I would want to say, it is Garnacho. I think that outside of his, attitude adjustments that need to be made, he's very progressive with the ball. He's decent in front of goal. I think that he could be a good depth option for us, but it all depends on the mindset, and that's the theme with a lot of these players that we see. And then obviously Mbeumo still not signed. So, I mean, what do you make of United's transfer business, quick?
I think they're being way too slow. They're going to have to come out guns blazing, especially with their schedule. And they're going to have to take advantage of that first quarter of the league as everybody else is playing European Championship to get ahead on the league and be able to make something of themselves.
I get it. Look, they're trying to save money. I saw someone made a video that they're trying to essentially save 15%. If they had saved 15% on every transfer since Sir Alex Ferguson, they would have, I think it was $350 million in the bank right now. So I respect it, but ultimately at the end of the day, we finished 16th last season. So pay the extra couple million, improve the squad, and let's just take care of business. But nonetheless, we will be coming right back here on First Touch. We're going to talk more of Manchester United, a little bit of the Rodrigo news coming out of Madrid as well. I'm a little shocked about that one, Nico. I mean, we're going to get into it, but it's a super interesting situation here going on. Guys in the studio, are we going to break here? We got another minute or two? Okay, perfect. All right, no problem. All right, so we'll be right back here with the 2-minute drill on First Touch.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch. Time for the 2-minute drill here with your host, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. It's being reported that Rodrigo would be allowed to leave the club. It's up to him, essentially. They're okay letting him go. I'm not exactly sure what that's about. And then just now, Fabrizio Romano has posted, Napoli have rejected the formal proposal of Galatasaray. They offered $70 million, bank documents and everything. President wants $75 million. Nico, Rodrigo, and Osimhen, what do you think?
I think Osimhen is going to end up in Galatasaray. I don't think the deal falls through for $5 million. And I also think my hot take for the summer is that if Rodrigo ends up leaving Real Madrid, I do think that the best thing Real Madrid could do is sell Vinny, bump Mbappe off to the left, and make a huge offer for a big center forward. Maybe Gyökeres, if he hasn't gone to Real Madrid to Arsenal yet, but I honestly think that there's no chemistry in that team, and they need to spark something up.
I agree. I've been saying sell Vinny. I think that they could really cash in on that big time, and I think
now.
I think now's the time to do so. I think he's a little bit overrated. I personally would rather keep Rodrigo than Vinny if I was Madrid, but we will see what will happen. And maybe it'll happen over the next week, because we will be discussing next Friday what's going on in the world of soccer here on First Touch. And we will see you guys next week to go through the Club World Cup final, PSG versus Chelsea. I got a hammer locked in on PSG right now, but nonetheless, we will discuss next week. So thank you guys so much. As always, we'll see you next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. I'm your host, Ty Levine, Logan Nico Beef Sauce, signing off. Have a great weekend.
See ya.